Okay, good vach rabosei gemach sim etzayva. Today's daf is erev and daf mem beis, and we had the schus yesterday on Rosh Hashanah to start the fourth perek in Maseches Erevin. It's a hemshech. It's a continuation of the halachos of erev tchumim. We started with the Mishnah over here on mem aleph mem beis at the top, right? It said that if a person is taken out of his tchum, discussed either by accident or on purpose or whatever. So what do you do? How much can you walk? Let's say you go back to your original tchum. Is that mutter? What are you allowed to do then? So just to recap, so we had said if someone took you out against your will, so then you have dalet amos wherever you ended up. If they brought you back, so then it's as if you didn't leave, right? If you left b'shogeg and you went in b'shogeg, so then it's going to be mutter for you to still walk around your original tchum. And then we had machlokas, if they put you in a pen somewhere else, in a jail, in a city, so maybe you can walk throughout that entire area. Okay, we had a whole machlokas over there. Now Rav Papa over here on the bottom, we're going to start on the mouth of the base at the bottom for Rav Papa. So he is going to talk about, we talked about that whole Mishnah and the Hemshech of the Gemara talked about people. But what about objects? We had said before that objects are usually kone shvisa based on their owners. So what about objects that are taken outside of the tchum? So that's Rav Papa starts over here. If you look four lines up on an aleph on the base, Amar Rav Papa, Peretz she'atzu chutz tchum v'chazru. Now let's say a fruit that was taken outside of the 2,000 amos and then they came back. If you look at Rashi over here, Peretz she'atzu, so biyamtiv lo yivsidu m'komam. Right, they don't lose their original 2,000 amos tchum. Right, and if it's in a city, so then all the whole city is like dalet amos, meaning they could walk throughout. You could be taken throughout the entire city. And if it's Shabbos, Rashi says, right, you're allowed to eat them even if it's Shabbos. So if you have the pears that were taken out and they came back, so even if it was done on purpose. They don't lose their spot, their original 2,000 amos tchum, my taima, or even if the person took the peros out on purpose and then brought them back, so you're allowed to eat them and allowed to take them throughout the original 2,000 amos tchum, my taima. Why is that? Anusim ninhu, because obviously peros don't have their own rutzel, they can't, it was done against their will, quote unquote, they don't have a will. So therefore it is going to be mutter. Like we said in the Mishnah, that hechziruhu, if when they brought them back, it's as if it never left. That's talking about a person. So too, Reb Papa says, a peros as well. Esve of Yosef bar Shammai, the Reb Papa. So that's the question. Reb Papa, Reb Nechemi, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, Amrim la'olam asurim, achi yechzirulim kamam shogigin. Right? Well, you have a brisa that says that Reb Nechemi, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov say that no, only if you brought the fruit back b'shogig, so then they're going to be mutter. To be eaten, right? B'shogeg in b'mezid lo, right? And it's only be mutter if you brought them back to the tchum b'shogeg, right? If you did b'mezid though, apparently it's not mutter to eat the fruits and use the fruits and carry the fruits around the 2,000 amos tchum. So Gemara says, really tanaihi? No, it's actually really a machlokas tanoim. The tanya like one of the brisa, parents she'atzu chutz tchum b'shogeg. Yochlu b'mezid lo yochlu. Let's say you have fruit that was taken outside of the 2,000 amos tchum. So if it was b'shogeg, so then yochlu, you can eat them. Right, it's mutter to eat them wherever they are. If you look at Rashi, b'shogeg yochlu b'makom shehem sham. Right, you can even eat them outside of the tchum. Right, im yesh adam she'iriv lo'oso tzad osha hayu b'nei ir achare smuchim lehem. Assuming that there's someone else who's able to, you know, to take them, to use them. Even on Shabbos. But b'mezid, however, if it's b'mezid, so then lo yochel, then you're not allowed to eat them. And mistamas is a din of if you look at Rashi, if you look at Tosos, b'mezid lo yochlu, right? Mashma l'shum adam lo yochlu, nobody can eat them. V'afogav deha b'shvil Yisrael zeh, mutter l'Yisrael acher, right? Even though we said before that if you do a malacha, or really take something out of the tchum for one Jew, another Jew is a lot of benefit. Here, kevan shenasa Israel de Israel hechmiru. Since the Isra is done by a Jew, right? So then they were machmir. Tosfos doesn't mention specifically the concept of Kedeshiyasu, right? You said that if a person does Malach on Shabbos, you're not allowed to benefit from it. You have to wait on Motzi Shabbos, the amount of time it took to do that Malach. He doesn't mention that. But it could be a similar concept. And since there was a malacha done with these fruits on Shabbos, so then we're not going to allow you to eat the fruit. No one's going to be allowed to eat the fruit. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, but Mekoman Yochlu. Rabbi Nechemiah says, no, if you brought them back to the original place, so then you can eat them, but Shalom Mekoman Lo Yochlu. But if they're not in the original Tchum, so then you're not allowed to eat them. So the Gemara says, but my Mekoman. And what do you mean when you brought them back? Again, we're trying to find a machlokas here, right? Machlokas tanaim, right? Whether if you have to bring them back b'shogeg, or even if you brought them back b'mezid, you're allowed to eat them. So what's going on over here? What's b'mkoman? When Rabbi Nechemiah says b'mkoman yochlu, what is that case? So when you brought them back to the tchum, ilay b'mkoman b'mezid. If you tell me that you brought them back on purpose, v'akatani behedya, Rabbi Nechemiah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, omer lo olam asurim ashiachzu b'mkoman shogegin, right? B'shogeg in b'mezid lo. Right, we just quoted. We have a brisa here. We just quoted it on Amud Beis that it's only mutter for you to eat them if you brought them back b'shogeg. Elolav b'mkoman b'shogeg. Right, it must be that Rabbi Nechemiah is saying that if you brought them back b'shogeg, you can eat them. But Tana Kama would disagree. And really, this brisa is missing some words. This is what it's supposed to say. Peros shiryotzu chutz l'tchum b'shogeg yochlu b'mezid lo yochlu. That if the peros went outside of the tchum b'shogeg, you can eat them. B'mezid, you're not allowed to eat them. When is that? Shalom b'mkomam. That's if they're not in their original tchum. Avu b'mkomam, but if they're inside the original tchum, nafil b'mezid yochlu. The Tanakama holds that even if you brought it back b'mezid, you're allowed to eat them. Also, Rabbi Nechemiah lemeimar, and Rabbi Nechemiah comes and says, "Afil b'mkomam nami b'shogegim b'mezid lo." That even Rabbi Nechemiah, he comes to say that even when you brought them back, that's only if you brought them back b'shogeg, is it going to be mutter to eat the fruit. But if you brought it back on purpose, so that is going to be also. Whereas the Tanakhama says that if you brought them back on purpose, it's still be mutter to eat them in the tchum. And that's exactly the Tanai. That's the Lachokas Tanai that we wanted to quote here. As to the Shaila, in terms of whether you came back b'mezid, right? Again, Rav Papa, we had said before that Rav Papa said it was mutter if you put b'mezid, and this is Rabbi Nechemiah, who said that if you brought them back b'mezid, it's usher to eat, but b'shogeg, it's mutter to eat. So the Gemara says, well, that's not necessarily the machlokas here in this brisa. Lo, b'mezid b'mkomam dekuli alma lo pligi de usher. It could be that b'mezid, everybody agrees, if you brought them back, that you're not allowed to eat them. And really, maybe the machlokas here in this brisa is b'shogeg outside of the tchum. The Tanakama saw b'shogeg shari shalom b'mkomam. Rabbi Nechemiah saw b'fil shogeg b'mkomam in shalom b'mkomam lo. And the Tanakama holds that if b'shogeg is mutter outside the tchum, and Rabbi Nechemiah holds that even b'shogeg is only mutter in its original tchum, but not outside the tchum. So Gemara says, no, that can't be the machlokas because ha'amid the ketani seifa. The second part of the brisa says, Rabbi Nechemiah and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omrim lo'olam asurim ad sheyachzuru l'mkomam shogegin. B'shogegin b'mezid lo. Right, the brisa said again, what did he say? What was the second part? It's only us. It's always usher until you bring it back b'shogeg. Right, mechal Tanakama sabar b'mezid nami shari. Right, that implies that the Tanakama holds that b'mezid it is mutter. Right, again, if Rabbi Nechemiah has to and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov have to come and say that, oh, it's only mutter to eat these fruits if you brought them back b'shogeg, that implies that the Tanakama holds that even if you brought them back b'mezid, it's going to be mutter to eat. Right, so therefore, Shema Minas, no, we see that in fact it is a machlokas tanaim, and the first way we understood the brisa is the proper way. Okay. Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Hi, a different topic. Hi, Mahalach Veinu Yodea Tchum Shabbos. Let's say you were walking and you don't know where Tchum Shabbos is. You have no idea where it is. Either you didn't measure, or you weren't able to measure, or you weren't planning on leaving and you had to run out. So then, Mahalach Alpayim Psilos Beinonios Vzui Tchum Shabbos. So a person can count 2,000 normal, medium-sized steps, meaning steps walking, right? Taking a step, not up and down, but taking a step when you walk. Medium-sized steps, and that's Tchum Shabbos. It might be hard to calculate, but do your best and figure out 2,000 steps. Okay, fine. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman said also in the name of Shmuel, Shavas Bebikah. Let's say you decided to take up your Shabbos residence in a valley or a field, an open area, So basically, you have the Dalai Lama's where you are, and then 2,000 Amas in every direction. Obviously, you can't necessarily carry, but we'll see in a second that you are eventually kind of, sort of, allowed to carry. So you're in an open field in a valley. That's where your Shabbos is. You're chilling in the field, Hizbodidus, whatever. V'kifua nachrim mechitza b'Shabbos. And all of a sudden, Goyim put up mechitzos around this huge area on Shabbos. And the case is they put up these mechitzos bigger than 2,000 Amos. Let's say there was 3,000 Amos around the dot in the middle, where your Dalet Amos is. Okay? So it's now Rishus HaYachid. Right? As Rashi says over here, it's Yosem Rebase assignment. It's more than the 2,000 Amos that you have. But you're in Rishus HaYachid. It's a funny paradox. Right? You're in Rishus HaYachid, but you only have 2,000 Amos in every direction. You can't walk to the end of the Rishus HaYachid because, right, they put it up on Shabbos. When you were Kohen Shvisa, you had your Dalet Amos. So you have 2,000 Amos in every direction, but you're in a Rishus HaYachid. So what's the deal with that halachically? So Shmuel says, Mahalech Apayim Amo, you can walk 2,000 Amos, right? Umiteltel Bekula Alidei Zrika, and you can carry in all of it through throwing. Meaning, what does that mean? Right, since it's Rishus HaYachid, right, you're allowed to carry, but since you can't get past the tchum, right, you can throw things out of the tchum if you need to, right? But you yourself can't go. So it's a funny paradox, right? You're in Rishus HaYachid, but you're not allowed to walk farther, but it's Rishus HaYachid. So carrying technically or throwing is not really a problem. So Shmuel says you can throw things outside of the tchum within this huge Rishus HaYachid that was set up after you were Kona Shvisa in the middle of a valley. Okay, Ravuna Amar, Ravuna says, no, Mahalech Abayim Amma, no, you certainly do get your 2,000 Amos, but Umetaltal Dalet Amos, but you only get to carry 4 Amos. The Gemara says, Umetaltal Bakula, why can't you throw, like Shmuel said, why can't you throw throughout the entire thing? So the Gemara says, Shema Yimashech Achar Cheftzo. So is because we're concerned, or Huna is concerned, that you may be drawn after the item that you throw. We're not, again, in a chinami, you're allowed to carry it / throw in thinner shuziyaka, but here we have a concern that you may exceed your alpayim ama, your 2,000 amos, if you throw the item, and now it's beyond you, it's still in shuziyaka, you didn't violate any Isra Shabbos, but you're not allowed to walk and get the item. So Rav Huna is nervous that you'll be drawn after the item that you throw. So the Gemara says, aye, so that's true, so why do you limit him to carrying within Dalet Amos? So Bel Alpayim, yes, the Teltel. Why do you give him 2,000 Amos to carry? Ki Orche, because that's normal, meaning that's where he can walk. So the Gemara says, Mishud Avi Kemechitza Shenevetzak Bimilua Lamakom HaOser. Because it's similar to a case where you have, what we talked about earlier in the Masechta, where you have a wall that was broken, and now the Chatzar, or the area where you're in, is open to Rishus HaRabin. Or rather to a place where it's usher for you to go. For not really a Rishus HaRabim, but a place where it's usher for you to carry. So if you can imagine, just to just draw the picture, you have a little Dalet Amos circle in the middle, that's where you are. You have 2,000 Amos, draw a circle around that, and then the Mechitzos are 3,000 Amos around that. So it's like three, if you can imagine, three little circles, right, bigger than each other. So since the 2,000 Amos are all open, and you're not allowed to go past the 2,000 Amos, it's as if the wall fell down, right? It's considered mechitza shenifritz up towards a makom aser, because you're not allowed to go to 2,001 Amos away, right? Outside of, it's an invisible barrier that we don't want you to breach. So that's going to be a problem. You're not allowed to carry in that area, right? Because, again, you may come to go into that no man's land where you're not allowed to go. Okay. Chiyabar Rav Amar, Chiyabar Rav says, middle Shita, Amar Mahalach Alpayim Amar, right? Nobody says that you can't walk your original 2,000 Tchum, right? So you get the 2,000 Amos to walk, but Umitalta Alpayim Amar, you are allowed to carry within those 2,000 Amos. So come on, as the Gemara points out, the Lok Rav Nachman, the Lok Rav Huna, that's right, not like either of them. Rav Nachman said, Rav Huna said, you only get Dalet Amos. Rav Nachman said, you can throw, but you can't actually carry. So the Gemara says, so why do you hold it? Who do you hold like? meaning who he can't argue in them. So the Gemara says, "Ema matalta ba'arba." Right? Really, no. He holds like Ravuna. Really, you can only carry in the Dalet Amos. The Gemara says, "Yehochi hainet Ravuna." That's Ravuna Shita. So the Gemara says, "Ema, yeah, okay." Well, I'm not sure why he can't argue, but okay. Either way, the Gemara says, "V'chein Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Rav." And so too. Meaning, he agrees with Ravuna's Shita. Okay. Fine. Okay. Amalei Rav Nachman la Ravuna. So now Rav Nachman says to Rav Huna, again, Rav Nachman said, we're not concerned that you may go be drawn after the object that you throw outside the tchum, and Rav Huna said, we are. So Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, lo tiflo galea the Shmuel. Right? Don't mess with Shmuel. Again, Rav Nachman is quoting Shmuel. Right, he says that you're allowed to throw it outside of the 2,000 amos. So he said, "Don't mess with Shmuel, the Tanya Kavase, because we have a brisa like him." The Tanya, I am moded uba. Right, let's say you were measuring your 2,000 amos, v'kalsa midaso b'chatzi ha'ir, and your 2,000 amos stops smack in the middle of a city. So mutar l'tatal b'kolay kula, you can carry it throughout the entire city, right, as long as you don't go outside the 2,000 amos, meaning you're allowed to carry up until that point, right? We are used to cities in terms of tchum, so we had first discussed several times, right, that the tchum only starts outside the city where you're living in. That's when you start, but at the end, we don't just give you the entire city when your 2,000 amos ends, right? If your 2,000 amos stops 1 foot inside of a city, you don't just magically get the entire city to carry into. Right? It's 2,000 amos, 2,000 amos. So if it's the Bryce says here, if you measure it and it stops in the middle of the city, you can carry up until that point, and you can also walk up until that point. So it seem to imply, right, you're not allowed to walk past it, but you're carrying throughout it, and you can even, maybe we can carry throughout the entire city. That seems to imply you can even throw things from your vantage point at the end of your 2,000 amos, but again, throwing within a city is no isser there. It's all technically, if it's Erev Dof or whatever it is, it's just Yochid, it's not Hotza, whatever. So you can throw from your 2,000 amos, right? It seems to imply like Shmuel. So Gemara says, B'mai metaltel, right? How are you carrying it, right? If you can't walk throughout the entire city, how are you carrying throughout the entire city? Lavai dezrika, right? Or is that obviously not, that must be talking about throwing. So Ravuna says, no, lo ai de meshicha. That's talking about pulling. Pulling is different than throwing. Throwing, we're nervous, you may be drawn after that and you just threw. But pulling something towards you, so that's, you're not gonna go outside the tchum. You're pulling the object towards you. We're not concerned that you're going to run after it because it's not going anywhere. So you are allowed to carry throughout the entire city, but with pulling. And even if it's outside of your tchum, you're allowed to pull the item towards you. But again, you're not going to be drawn after that item, according to Rav Huna, and therefore the price is not a proof to Shmuel at all. Rav Huna says, okay, fine. That's not machlokas there. So Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, I am modedu ba. Let's say a person is measuring his 2,000 amos v'kalsa midasa v'chatzi chotzer, and how it comes to the end in the middle of a chotzer, in lo el chatzi chotzer, right? You only get to walk, you only get the half of the chotzer. So Gemara says pshita, obviously. So ema yesh lo chatzi chotzer. No, just say he actually does get the half of the chotzer. So Gemara says achanami pshita. That's obviously, that's also true because it's within the 2,000 amos. So Gemara says ma'av detema lechush doma asi l'tulatalei b'kula, right? You might have been concerned, but you might have thought that we'd be concerned that he'll carry through all of it. So therefore, Kamash Malan, right? You might have thought that we should aser half of it because you may go up beyond your 2,000 amos tchum, which happens to fall out in the middle of this chutzer. So you might have thought that we'd aser the entire chutzer. So then Kamash Malan, you do still get half the chutzer as your 2,000 amos. Rav Nachman says, Moduli Huna, and the reason he says Huna is because they were contemporaries. They must have been friends. Otherwise, there would have been a breach of kavod. So Rav Nachman says that Rav Huna admits to him in Hayamodei Ubar Kalsam Midaso Asfas Tikra that if you were measuring your 2,000 amos and it comes to the end at the face or the edge of a roof, then Mutra the Taltel Bakola Bai. So you're allowed to carry within the entire house. The case is exactly what's it called? Right? Rashi says, I dezriga, meaning the measurement, well, let's guess, look at the Rashi above that, right? I am moded uba, it's a little bit lower. It's towards the bottom of the skinny lines. I am moded uba, it calls midaso al sasa tirka. What's exactly the case? Kineged svasa kirui vavai is chutz limidaso. Meaning you're counting your 2,000 amos, and your 2,000 amos hits at the front of the house. At the front of the house. So you're allowed to carry, as Rashi says in the next Rashi, we won't read it now, but you're allowed to throw into the house. Again, you're in the middle of a city, it's not a concern of Chutzah or whatever, but you're allowed to throw into the house, right? Rav Nachman says, Huna, even though Rav Huna normally says we're nervous you're going to be drawn after your items, you're not allowed to throw it outside of the Tchum. So Rav Nachman says, Rav Huna will admit to me when the 2,000 amos stops at the front of a house that you're allowed to throw a ball, I don't know, through the window, because we're not going to be drawn after it. Why? My taima, as the Gemara says, hold the tikkur sabai is chovetes, because the roof of the house, really what it means is the wall of the house, but let's say the roof extends. So the roof of the house is going to make some sort of machitza that goes down. Right? The person's going to realize that you have a demarcation there where your 2,000 amos ends, and a person's not going to be drawn after the item. Amar Rav Huna Brei de Rav Nasan, Kitanai. Then Rav Huna Brei de Rav Nasan, it's not Rav Huna proper, but that's Rav Huna Brei de Rav Nasan, says this whole machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, excuse me, is actually a machlokas Tanayim. What machlokas Tanayim? That's our Mishnah. Holy Chu Le'ira Cheres. Let's say they brought this person, if you remember from yesterday, they brought a person to another city, and they put him in a pen or a jail or whatever it is. Right? Normally, right, we said if you're outside the tchum, if you're brought against your will, even if you're brought against your will, you have dalet amos. But let's say they put you within a place with mechitzos. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omri Mahalech es Kula, right? You can walk throughout the entire, I don't know, jail cell, outdoor pen, whatever it is. Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Kiva, Omrim Enlo Elad Arba Amos, and they say that you can only still get your only Dalet Amos with like normal. So my love, is that not Arma Chokas? Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Amru Mahalech is Kula, right? Those Tanayim who say that you can walk throughout the entire area, the Logos Ruhiluch Dirvas Sohar, Atu Hiluch Mabika, because they're not concerned that if you walk around this entire outdoor pen, right, you can end up in a similar case. Walking around a bika. Let's say your 2,000 amos ends in a valley. So if you remember that, I was taken outside the city and I was able to walk throughout this entire pen, maybe you'll think, I can walk throughout the entire valley or the entire open field as well. And if you're telling me that we're not going to be gozer, one type of walking that may lead to another type of walking, meaning walking around the pen versus walking around the open field. So tiltul al tuhilach lo gazri, and we also won't be gozer carrying something that you may and that may lead to walking after it. Meaning, we're also not going to say that you're going to be drawn after the items that you throw outside of your tchum. Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Kiva, domrim ein lo el arba amos. And again, according to Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva, who said that he has to stay in dalet amos, he can't walk out around the entire field of the pen or whatever it is. The gazer hiluch dir v'sor atu hiluch debeka, because they're concerned that maybe next time when you walk outside and your 2,000 almost ends at the end of a field or whatever in a valley, so you're going to remember that you could walk around the entire thing. So that would be a violation of tchum. So therefore, the gozer, you can't walk around this jail cell or the heel or the field or whatever it is, because you may come to walk around an entire valley. And from the fact that you were gozer, one type of walking to another, tilto asu atu hiluch. Nami Gazri. So maybe we are also gozer that you're going to be, you can't carry because you may come to walk after it, you may come to be drawn after the item that you throw out of the tchum. So Gemara says, nah, that's not really our machlokas. Mimai, how do you know that's the same machlokas? Dilma, kilo gazri, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, hiluch sar vadir, atu hiluch birka. Maybe Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah don't make exera from this case of being put in a pen or an outdoor enclosed field, because you may end up walking in a field in an open area, right? Because honey mili hasam the shnei makomos hain, right? Because what? Those are two different places, right? The people take you, they drop you in an open field surrounded by mechitzos, or they drop you in a jail cell or whatever it is. That is very different than walking in a tiul in a valley in Gedi or whatever it is. But maybe in a case where if you're throwing an item within the same place, It's just slightly outside of your tchum, and there's no mechitza to tell you that this is outside your tchum and remind you that you shouldn't walk out of it. The makom echad hu, it's in one place. The hakinami the gazur gzeira shamiyim shachachar chefzo. Right? Maybe they will agree that you should make a gzeira that a person may run after the item that he just threw, and then he'll go outside his tchum. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, nami. And also, it doesn't parallel our machlokas. Mimai. Right, how do you know it's the same machlokas? To Mishum the Gazri who, just because their gozer over there that you may come to walk, right? Just if you may come to walk out in the field that's enclosed, you may come to walk in a valley as well. So Dilma Mishum the Savri Kiamrinan Kol Habayas Kulo Karba Amos Dami. Right, maybe because you'll say that the whole bias is like Dalet Amos. So Hani Mili Hecha the Shabbos Be'Avir Mechitzos Mibor Yom. Right, when do we say that the entire house is like your Dalet Amos? Right, when we say that a person has his Dalet Amos, so when do we say that you get the entire house as your Dalet Amos? That's only when you were Shabbos, when you established your Shabbos residence inside that mechitza when it was still on Friday. But whatever, you don't set up your Shabbos residence, you don't necessarily get Dalet Amos. Right? When we say that you get the entire house, for example, as considered as your Dalet Amos, right? When you're measuring, for example, your tchum, and you're starting out your tchum. So we measure your entire, let's say you have a house in the middle of nowhere. So we don't measure the tchum from your bedroom, you measure the tchum from your house, from the outside of your house. So that's only when you set up your shvisa, right? Your makom shvisa. But if you did not set up your makom shvisa in that area, we don't say that. We don't give you the entire house as Rishus HaYochid, as your Dalet Amos. So therefore, when a person is taken to a new area, to a new house, outside your Tchum, you only get your Dalet Amos. But this has nothing to do with, right? Mecha Tesi, that it has anything to do with being gozer, throwing a ball, stepping out of the Tchum, maybe you'll be in a Bikka, right? It could be that this has nothing to do with it whatsoever. It could just be that it's simply because you didn't set up your Shabbos Shvisa within this area, and therefore we're not going to give you the entire house or pen or jail cell, whatever it is, as your own personal Dalet Amos. Okay, Amar Rav. Rav says Hilchos Hakaram Gamliel Basir Vesar. You know what, this goes on a little bit until Amud Beis. Yeah, okay, you know, we'll stop it here, actually, and this is a discussion goes on to Amud Aleph, actually, rather. We're on Amud Beis. Yeah, okay, this goes on to the next stop. So we'll stop here, Rabosai, and we'll go back to the Hevi Gishas tomorrow. Okay, have a great Shavuot Tov, a good Tavach, a great start to your Aseres Tumei Tshuva, and have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.